On the Owatonna Coaches Show, Ann Christensen, the girls track and field coach for the Huskies. Unfortunately, one of the meets that was on the schedule for this week was rained out, but it does end up getting rescheduled for later on, I guess next week, Ann. And does it look like you'll be able to get in most of the meets that were on the original schedule for this season?
Yeah, actually, we've been very fortunate in that area. When we've had a meet day, that's been kind of the better weather day. So we have gotten everything in except for we did not get the Austin invite in. Okay. And then this last Tuesday, typically we are not able to find a date to reschedule to. And so fortunately, we are going to be able to do that next Thursday. So right now it looks like just a miss from Austin. So far, pretty good.
Okay, and the one that we're referencing on April 30th is a home meet with Faribault and Mankato East, and it's fun to be able to compete at home, so good that you can get that one rescheduled.
Right, because, yeah, we do, and we actually have two home ones this season, with, and then co-eds for home, and we have the Big Nine meet at home, right. So we actually have four meets, and, yeah, we love to have those, so if we were able to reschedule, it really works well.
Most recently, as far as a Big Nine conference meet, goes back a little more than a week at this point, but the girls went out to Rochester Century, and I think Mayo was part of a triangular meet. So what were some of the highlights for the Huskies that day?
Yeah, that was a really good meet for us. We had a lot of personal bests, so that was good to see. The team came out on top, and so far they are sitting well. They have not been beaten, so that's a good thing. And so our 4x2 relay won. They had a season best time there, as did our 4x1. Our 4x1 and 4x2 both won, as did our 4x4. And then individually, Annika Weiss won the 400 open, and a lot of PBs in that area. And Jenna Gleason won the discus, and Kaya Dixon won the shot put. And for Kaya, that was a personal best. And then, you know, to pull the team through, we just had a lot of seconds and thirds that kind of filled in a lot of gaps. So if we didn't win the event, we, you know, took second, third, which is the same as winning pretty much. And then Ava Wolf had a good day because she was part of the relays, and then she also won the open 100. So she had a really good day as well.
And the whole idea of those seconds and thirds helping out, I think you were saying to me that the true team is coming up, and that's what that's all about, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, and that's kind of our focus as a team, is to just, you know, have a lot of depth and try to compete with each other and pull each other forward. And so, yeah, with true team, the higher up you can group all of your athletes, the better off you're going to be. And that helps all the way across the board. And everybody in a true team meet scores points. And so that's kind of the beauty of it.
You mentioned that the team hasn't been beat, and you were talking about Century and Mayo, and a few days before that, you went out to Red Wing and saw Red Wing and John Marshall, so obviously the same story then as a team, the Huskies came in first?
Right, they did, and, you know, it was one of those where it's beginning, you know, middle April, we were kind of like, are we going to get these in, and, went there and had a really nice day and had, that was kind of one of our first outdoor ones, and good performance by the team, and they're learning to get out and cheer for each other and help each other along, and that's important.
Has there been surprises, individuals or relay teams performing higher than expectations to this point?
You know, as far as surprises, I'm not sure. You know, we always have pretty high expectations of everybody, and so I don't know anybody's really, you know, surprised us. We're very pleasantly surprised. I don't know if they'd be surprised, but very happy with the – we had a large group of younger – girls coming out, and we weren't really sure, you know, where they're going to be, but they've been very solid, and, you know, it's just been, we've had a couple of athletes that really have made great improvements since last year, and so the personal best, those are the things, I guess maybe that would be one of the surprises, is that so early on we saw a lot of personal bests, which usually it takes a little while to get back to where you were last year, and then to surpass that. And a lot of them came in and ready to go. I mean, we had one meet where we had over 50 personal bests in the meet, and that's really amazing early in the season. So that would probably be my big surprise.
Okay. And, Anne, so it looks like there's two meets next week then, right, with the rescheduled one in there?
Right. Yep, that'll be busy for us. Tuesday is true team, and hopefully the weather holds out for us there with the true team. That's a just a fun meet for everybody. And then on Thursday, we'll have the home meet, which will be nice to be at home. All right. And then the following Tuesday, we're at home again, so that'll be nice.
All right, Ann Christensen, Owatonna Girls Track Coach, thanks for the time and good luck with the busy week next week.
Hey, thank you, Roy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talking Owatonna Girls Track and Field on KRFO and the KRFO app.